Akiak resident Mike Williams Sr. watched approximately 50 feet of his land erode into the Kuskokwim River in less than 2 hours on Saturday. KYUK's Lakidra Chavis has the story.
Just as it was getting dark Saturday evening, Akiak resident and dog musher Mike Williams stepped outside to see his dog lot falling into the Kuskokwim River and seven of his sled dogs being pulled into the water.
They were beginning to be choked. But they're alive. They're okay now. They got them in just in time.
Williams says the dogs were hanging by their chains, their bodies dangling over the eroding banks.
We had to pull them out. They were in their chains and they pulled them out.
Williams' son-in-law went outside to check on Williams' 60 sled dogs when he realized something wasn't right. The lot was eroding into the riverbank, and quickly.
This is about the most I've seen in recent times in Akiak.
Williams was able to rescue and relocate all of his sled dogs, but he lost a refrigerator that stored dog food. What Williams experienced is called mass erosion.
These are tough times for all of us, and hopefully that a lot of erosion projects will be funded to help prevent all of this stuff.
Areas along the Kuskokwim are no stranger to erosion, especially in the era of Alaska's climate change. But in Akiak, erosion commonly occurs during breakup season when the river flows faster, not in late September. Chris Mao, an assistant professor of geology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, studies coastal geography and says Saturday's erosion is abnormal.
45, 55 feet in a couple hours is certainly, you know, a really dramatic rate of erosion.
Mal says that high rate is a result of three elements: the river's natural composition, warmer weather, and high rainfall.
I certainly think that that is an extreme, you know, what I would categorize as an extreme erosional event.
The sediment in communities along the Kuskokwim is composed primarily of silt, a fine gradient. And it's held together by permafrost. When the temperatures rise, the permafrost melts, weakening the riverbanks. When a heavy rain comes, it can tear the land away. William says it had been raining a lot before the mass erosion, raising the river. But he says the weather Saturday night wasn't particularly windy or intense. In 2009, the U.S. Corps of Engineers conducted an erosion assessment of almost 200 Alaskan communities. According to the assessment, Akiak is losing about an acre of land a year, and the village's communications hub will be lost within 30 years to erosion. Researchers conclude that the potential damages could cost more than $18 million. Akiak City Administrator Ivan Ivan says the city has developed a mitigation plan and recently applied for a disaster relief grant through FEMA. If awarded, the grant will help relocate about 9 homes close to the river. But, he says, they're still waiting to hear back. In Bethel, I'm Lakidra Chavis.